Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Monday, September the 14th. A pretty nice day here in the Dallas area, not as hot. I don't think we're up to 90, maybe 86, 88, but a very pretty, clear, and absolutely beautiful, beautiful day. And when I say clear, I have to be thinking about what's happening in California. I know we have many friends out there who listen to the show, and people we've met over the years through social media and some political activities. President Trump is out there today. Look, I think that the easiest thing in the world to do out there in the West Coast is to blame it on climate change. That's kind of the easiest thing to do. And, you know, I'm one of those who has always had an open mind about climate change. I don't think that it is what they make it out to be, that, you know, it seems like the most important issue of our life. It is an issue, and you have to take care of the climate, and I'm all for that. But what's happening in California has nothing to do with climate change. It has to do with forest management. That's what it does. That's what it's all about, just forest management. I think they've mismanaged many of these forests, and they've left all of that dead wood on the ground. And then the minute any fire starts, well, it just takes off. And you cannot stop them because, it's like Kindle, you know, it just takes off. And it just, you know, before you realize it, you got miles and miles of fires, and then you cannot put them out. So really what they need to do in California is stop talking about climate change and start talking about forest management. Maybe they should go down to Mexico and talk to the Mexicans about how they manage their forests. Because it's interesting, if it's climate change, you would think the same thing would be happening in Mexico, where they have huge forests. In the northwestern part of Mexico, there in the state of Chihuahua, they have huge forests. And yet this is not happening there. But it's actually very close. If it was climate change, why wouldn't it happen there? So I think a lot of this, a lot of this is, you know, the Democrat leadership in California blaming climate change instead of blaming itself, honestly, for what's happening out there. And I don't know what else to tell you, that it looks awfully bad on the television screen. And it probably is pretty bad. I mean, to be out there with the smoke, I mean, I'm sure that's having an impact on people who have respiratory problems. So, you know, we wish the best. We love California. We love every state of the union. But clearly there are some problems out there. Nothing to do with climate change. That's not why the forest is burning, not climate change. And they need to address the whole question of forest management. Well, let's talk a little bit about our primary issue today, which is these attacks on the police. I'm sure that you've heard, I mean, this is one of the most horrible things that we've heard in quite some time. Two police officers, and I don't know exactly where it happened, whether it was L.A. or around L.A. A couple of police officers were sitting there in their car, and they turned, by the way, they were a couple of rookies, you know, there was people who had just started in the force and maybe were out, getting some training time or whatever. But they were sitting in their car, and somebody came in and just shot them in the face. Just bang, bang, shot them in the face. One of them is a woman who is the mother of a few children, and the other one is a young man. I'm not sure if he's married or has a family or whatever. But these two police officers, as we speak, these police officers are in the hospital. They're going all kinds of emergency treatment. Around noon today, I heard that they were doing a little bit better, that they were progressing and at least moving in the right direction. But still, you know, they're in very serious condition. You don't get shot in the face and not have serious consequences. And I am very angry about this. I'm very angry because it was apparently a demonstration. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh today, and he had the video or the audio of this video, people out there cheering, you know, that these police officers had been shot. And I'm very angry about this because this is not happening in a vacuum. There is clearly a movement in some parts of the country to attack the police, to blame the police for everything. And, you know, it's a narrative that is out there that unfortunately gets picked up by the media, that every time you have a problem with the police, particularly if it's a white police officer and a black person, that automatically it's all based on racism and it's all because we've been a racist country for the last 500 years. Well, that's a bunch of garbage. And the media should know better than to promote that narrative. But they're promoting it. They play right into it, you know, when they show the video. And then when you look into it, you find out that these things are always a lot more complicated. In Kenosha, for example, the man in question, the man who recently Kamala Harris said she was very proud of this man. Well, this is a guy with a history of domestic violence. The whole reason that a black woman called the police that day is because she was afraid of him, because in the past he had engaged in domestic violence. And this is the man who is now the big hero. This is now the man who is, he's now walking on water. Next thing you know, they're going to give him a show on MSNBC. But this is what's wrong, that, you know, we're promoting this narrative. We fall for this narrative, and nobody's defending the police. I shouldn't say nobody, but let's just say not enough people are defending the police. And there are many of these liberal governments in many of these cities that the first thing they do is they jump at the police. I mean, we saw that in Minneapolis. We saw that in Minneapolis when George Floyd, was killed or whatever. The mayor of Minneapolis immediately accuses the policeman of murder. Okay, he may regret that when this goes to the court, because there's a lot of information that's come out about that. But the whole point is that are there bad policemen? Of course there are. There are bad journalists. There's bad politicians. There's bad engineers. There's bad radio show hosts. I mean, there's bad of everything. But do you demonize an entire profession, particularly a profession as important as the police, because you want to score political points? No, you don't. No, you don't. And I'm getting very angry about this, and I feel that in November, the American people need to send a message. And the message is, we stand with the police. And I'm kind of surprised, frankly, that the Democrats have let Trump run with his topic, because it's not fair to say that most Democrats are anti-police. Now, there is a crazy left-wing element of the Democrat Party, unfortunately, running cities like Minneapolis and Seattle and Portland and some others. There is this crazy left wing that is very anti-police, but they don't speak for Democrats. I guarantee you that most Democrats in Minneapolis or Minnesota are just as angry at this as I am. They're also destroying their cities. They're destroying the tax base of their cities. So all I can tell you is that we as a country have got to send a message in November that we stand with the police. And these people are out there, these protesters, so-called peaceful protesters, there's nothing peaceful about them. There's nothing peaceful about the protest that we saw last night, cheering the attempted, you know, assassination of these two police officers. So please, you know, let's get behind the police. They're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. But I think for the most part, they do a tremendous job. I saw a statistic today that there's something like 350 million transactions in this country every year between the police and the citizens. 350 million. And yet, most of them are fine. Most of them are fine. And in large measure, because a lot of Americans cooperate with the police. And this is another thing, too, that people need to understand. If you cooperate with the police, well, you're probably going to do just fine. Just cooperate with the police. I used to tell my sons that when they were younger. Hey, just cooperate with the police and you will be okay. But anyway, we've got to get behind the police, and we've got to get angry at these Democrat politicians who are using the police for purely political attacks. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, talking a little bit about the police. We've got to get behind the police. And I think most Americans are, by the way. I just saw a poll today that something like 70%, more than 70% of the people in Dallas do not want to defund the police. And yet, for some reason, the critics of the police get so much publicity, but they're not the majority. I mean, they're not. And I think those of us who support the police, we better start screaming and we better start shouting and we better start holding politicians accountable who are using the police, frankly, for political reasons. Well, Bob Woodward, the author, was on TV last night. I did not see it. But I'm a little surprised that there isn't more coverage of it. And, you know, normally when something like this happens, you get all kinds of little bits and pieces of what he said or didn't say. And there really hasn't been that much coverage of it, which makes me wonder that maybe this was not the success they thought it was going to be. Maybe Woodward didn't really score many points with his answers. I don't know. I like to see it if I get a chance. But you haven't had the kind of, you know, Monday morning coverage of the 60 Minutes interview that you usually get. If this had been really a significant interview, I think you would have seen a lot more coverage of it. And other than CBS, of course, they have invested their network in 60 Minutes. I really did not hear much of anything else. I have a post coming out Tuesday morning about what is happening in Florida. You may have heard that Michael Bloomberg is going to be spending $100 million of his own money to help Joe Biden in Florida. And the problem is that the Trump campaign is gaining in Florida, and it is gaining with Hispanics, particularly Cubans and Venezuelans. Now, there are not a lot of Venezuelans who are U.S. citizens because they've only left the country a few years ago, but many of them have, in fact, become citizens, and they're very strong supporters of President Trump, just like the Cubans are. And the issue that is killing the Democrats in Florida is Cuba. The fact that you had Bernie Sanders make those stupid, silly remarks about Cuba, and then the Biden campaign, instead of coming out and say Bernie's crazy and what he said doesn't make any sense, they couldn't really say that because they couldn't marginalize, if you will, the Sanders supporters. So they kind of played along with it. And unfortunately for Biden, a lot of what Bernie Sanders said about Cuba and his trips to Cuba and so on, a lot of that has stuck with Joe Biden, which is the reason that Joe Biden is not doing well in Florida and why I believe that Donald Trump will win Florida. I don't know by how many points, but it'll be fine. I mean, he will win the state, and in my opinion, go on to win the presidency. I have no doubt about that. But what's happening in Florida is that those positions that Bernie Sanders took with respect to Cuba are really coming back to hurt Joe Biden, and it's sad, really, because I don't think Joe Biden is a pro-Castro Democrat. On the contrary, he had always been a critic of the regime, but he really needed the Sanders votes, and I think he kind of gave in and went along with what Bernie Sanders was saying. Well, it was on this day in 1955 that one of the greatest, absolutely greatest rock songs was recorded. And I'm talking about Tutti Frutti, and I'm talking about Little Richard. This is a song that he recorded. As I understand from the history of the song that I was reading, it was not supposed to be the hit song. I mean, this was not the one that they thought they were going to promote. You know, they would record two songs, A side, B side. And Tutti Frutti was not supposed to be the one. But it became the one. It became one of the biggest hits of Little Richard's career. And really one of the biggest hits, one of the first big hits of the rock and roll era. Now, Elvis recorded the song in 56. Put it in his album, also put it on a 45, but it was Little Richard who made it famous, and it is really a great song. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you later.